Sirens wailed across Tel Aviv today as the Houthis in Yemen and Hamas in Gaza fired at the Israeli city for the first time in months. This was the first military response from Hamas since Israel broke the ceasefire in Gaza earlier this week and resumed the war there. Israeli strikes have so far killed more than 500 Palestinians since Tuesday, including many children, and they've wounded hundreds more, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi joins us now with the latest from Tel Aviv. Hi, Hadil.
Hello.
Okay, so it was a really early morning for all of you in Tel Aviv, right?
Yeah, that's right. So the first siren went off at around 4 a.m. Israel time. You know, people scrambled to the shelters in their buildings, their neighborhoods. The Iran-backed Houthis later claimed responsibility for firing a missile from Yemen, and they said their target was Ben-Gurion Airport. It saw some disruption to flights, but then it got up and running very quickly. And then in the mid-afternoon, more sirens rang across the city, and you could hear these very loud explosions in the sky, and those were the rockets being intercepted by the very powerful Israeli Iron Dome missile defense system. The Israeli military said the afternoon projectiles, which Hamas claimed responsibility for, were fired from southern Gaza, and they were all intercepted or fell into open areas, and there were no casualties.
And as we said, this is the first response from Hamas since Israel ended the ceasefire on Tuesday. And yesterday, an Israeli ground invasion started. What do we know about that operation?
Right. So Israel is calling this, quote, limited ground operation into central and southern Gaza. It says it wants to expand its security perimeter that separates Gaza from southern Israel. The Israeli military also said that it had taken parts of the Netzarim corridor, which divides south and north Gaza. This is a fortified strip of land that troops had withdrawn from at the beginning of the ceasefire in January. And this is, you know, making Palestinians worried that the passage between the north and the south will be shut off again, like it was earlier in the war, separating people from their homes, their families.
Yeah. Can you tell us more about what you are hearing from Palestinians living in Gaza right now?
I mean, Elsa, there is a lot of fear. NPR's Gaza producer, Enes Baba, was at the Indonesian hospital in Beit Lahia in the north today. The town was struck by Israeli warplanes overnight. Health officials said dozens were killed there, including entire families. At the hospital, Enes said that the floors were covered in blood, bodies laid on the ground, wrapped in shrouds. Enes spoke to Yusuf Abu Habiba there. Abu Habiba says, we were just sitting at home just before dawn when the strikes happened. There was one, then two, then a third strike. He says his brother and other relatives were all killed.
Hadil, can you just explain for us, as far as we know, why did Israel end the ceasefire and resume the war?
So this is a pressure tactic to get Hamas to accept an extension of the first phase of the ceasefire deal. Let me just remind you. The first phase ended on March 1st. Over 6 weeks, Hamas released 33 hostages. Israel freed almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners and detainees from Israeli jails. And then the second phase was supposed to have seen a total withdrawal of Israeli troops from Gaza and a permanent end to the war. But instead of starting those second phase talks, Israel came back and said it wanted this extension of the first phase, where it demanded Hamas return half the living hostages still held in Gaza. Hamas said it had held up its part of the deal, refused the extension, and so Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the resumption of the war. And just today, the White House said that President Trump, quote, fully supports Israel and the Israeli military and the actions that they've taken in Gaza in recent days.
That is NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi in Tel Aviv. Thank you so much, Hadil.
You're very welcome.